The rally was sparked by commitments from the major financial nations to cooperate in getting the credit markets functioning again. On Sunday, the major European Union nations committed more than $1 trillion to safeguard their banks and financial system. U.S. bankers were summoned to the Treasury Department on Monday as the U.S. government prepared additional measures to stabilize markets. Monday was the first day in 9 trading sessions that Wall Street closed higher. Last week, U.S. markets were off more than 15% as the credit squeeze worsened and market participants were skeptical that government assistance was forthcoming. All that changed with the weekend statements from finance ministers at the International Monetary Fund and World Bank officials here in Washington and European leaders in Paris. In percentage terms, Monday's rally was the biggest advance in the Dow Industrial since 1933, and the point gain dwarfed the previous record gain of 499 points set during the technology bubble in early 2000. The NASDAQ index was up nearly 12% or 195 points. European and Asian stock markets registered similar gains on Monday. Oil rebounded from a 13-month low to close at $81 a barrel. Gold prices fell $11 to $838 an ounce. Among the best performing stocks was Morgan Stanley, which rebounded by 80% after obtaining a big cash injection from Mitsubishi Bank of Japan. Market analyst Brad Hintz of Sanford Bernstein in New York says former investment banks like Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs are being transformed.
To find franchises, you know, the model that we're going to have going forward is going to be the wholesale bank. And we've seen that before. That's the old Bankers Trust. That's the old JPM. And Morgan Stanley and Goldman will go that down that direction.
Speaking on Bloomberg Television, Hintz said that Goldman and Morgan Stanley will remain powerful franchises. He added that he's cautiously optimistic that interbank lending will soon increase. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.